a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Are you just doing this because you know I can't hear you?
All right, everyone, I want everyone to know, Tom has wax in his ear and it is like the worst thing that has ever happened to him. I've heard about it every 5 minutes. I've heard about how he says if this ends up being his life, that's it for him. He just cannot deal anymore.
Yeah.
And he just has to take a good old lie down because he's got wax in his goddamn ear.
Well, it's like being underwater. This one ear, my left ear, is just
You would not survive
blocked.
With a cervix, let me tell you. You just wouldn't be able to cope.
Okay.
I don't want to always bring it back to that, but you're inflaming my endometriosis right now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. This is it. Guess the year.
Hey, all right. Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. Talk about Guess the Year. We're going to play little bits from songs and cast our minds back through the mist of time, try and remember where we were, what we were doing when we first heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released. We write it down on a piece of paper. Closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play. We ready to play?
Got some 10.
Cracks through with that. All right, here
Double
we go.
Click. Double clicker.
Question number one, guess the year, tell us what year did this come out?
For the life of me, I cannot remember.
Oh, the
this?
Verb, Freshman?
It's not the Verb.
The Verb Pipe. There were two
okay,
Verb
I was going to say, that is not the Verb.
Verb Pipe?
It was Verb Bittersweet Symphony.
Yeah, UK band. This guy, they were Aussie, were they?
No.
All right, American. That
okay,
is just
okay, no idea, having a guess, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, we've got one, Tommy.
All right, okay, 3, 2, 1.
1999.
2000.
7, 9, 2000.
Here we go.
The year was 1997.
Oh, spot on, Thomas.
Tommy.
Maybe it was the Verb. Here we go, question number two.
This one sits a bit weird, though, doesn't it?
Because it's definitely not one of his bigger ones.
It's not Candy, is
no.
it? Don't you dare play.
Don't.
We don't have time.
No, I know.
We don't have time, so don't.
But when does that ever stop me?
Oh, I nearly said it. I've got a feeling. I've got a relative feeling. Oh, I think I went 1 year too late, but I'm not going to change
All
it
right.
now.
You see, Robbie had a good view at the Gold Coast concert?
Yes. Yeah. I'd love that. I want to do that.
3, 2, 1.
19. I just want to live.
You want to do that?
Well, I just want to live one day. I want to be like,
you say that like you've never done it before.
No, I've never. No, I've done it to like Jimmy. He loves it. But I'm sure Robbie would too. Anyway, 3, 2, 1. 2001.
Okay, 8, 9, 2001. Okay, let's find out. 3, 2, 1.
Mate.
Wrong button.
The year was 1997.
Oh, we're all over.
Aww.
Okay, all right, I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, surely not.
At least the years are right. Well, I had strong words with Dan.
Oh,
on
did
the pots
you?
And pans
yeah.
after last week's round where 3 out of 4 songs, I think, were wrong the
yeah.
years. Here we go. All right. Question number 3, tell us what year this came out.
Oh, it's Creed?
Yeah.
Get more Creed on the radio.
I know.
Tell me, this isn't 1997, is it?
Is, no, I don't think so.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I'm going with, yep, I'm certain. I hit it right on the nose.
Do you know what? I've changed it.
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
1998.
2003. Okay.
Don't mock me.
I was going to say 93, you idiot. here we go.
The year was 2002.
Oh, Cameron.
Oh, that's me.
No, you.
That's
okay.
Me.
Okay, well done.
Okay,
all right.
Sorry, we've got to go to a tiebreaker. Right. It's Tom V. Well, Log.
Okay,
you
here
shut
we
up.
Go. Here
whistling.
We go.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was.
Can I join in?
Join
okay.
in. Why not?
Oh.
All right, I've written it down. I think in the end.
I'm going. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Man, I love Linkin Park. I was talking about that with Chris, our new guy, yesterday. God, I love Linkin Park. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
2003.
2000.
Oh, okay.
I think I've gone to it.
All right, here we go. Let's find out.
The year was 2003.
2002.
Oh,
yes, I'll take it.
Tommy with the win.
Well done, Tom.
Finally, one skewed to me. I'll take it, and we'll play again next Tuesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, it was AFL draft night. Well, the first instalment. There's going to be another lot tonight. First round happened. I'll be as quick as I possibly can, I promise.
This is I'm going to try and do a recap. It's an exciting time.
It is. It is such an exciting time. Harley Reid, everyone knew he was going to be the number one pick. There's a little bit of conjecture. Would someone try and trade up a club to try and get him? Mm-hmm. Didn't happen. He's off to the West Coast Eagles. He's the Bendigo Pioneers player who's been touted as number one all year.
Sure.
Dusty Martin-like, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots of bids. So this is confusing because Geelong started out with pick number 8. They end up taking their first pick at pick number 11.
Mm.
That's because there were a couple of Gold Coast Academy kids that got bid on that moved players, moved Geelong down the draft order. Mm. Then the Bombers got involved.
Hey, hey.
And they traded up to pick number 10. So Geelong then eventually, after the Gold Coast Academy, held pick 10. Essendon really, really wanted Nate Caddy, I think cousin of Josh Caddy,
sure,
who played with Geelong and Richmond and the Suns. So they traded up to 10. So they gave Geelong pick 11 and then what started out as pick 31. So Geelong moved down one spot, Essendon moved up.
Yeah.
Anyway, et cetera, et cetera. Connor O'Sullivan is the man who is coming to the Cats. He's a Murray Bush Rangers key defender, 198 centimetres, outstanding aerobic capacity. By the sounds of it, a really, really good pickup for the Cats.
Great. And so he'll be a defender, you say?
Defender, yeah. But by the sounds of his aerobic ability in his tank, he could kind of play anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting for the Cats. Cool thing is too, Tommy, I don't know if you saw this one. So Connor O'Sullivan gets picked at 11. Pick number 12, GWS Giants, Phoenix Goddard. Or Gothard, I'm sorry if I don't know. His best mates with Connor O'Sullivan. This is his reaction, very next pick to his best mate getting picked up.
Oh, good. Hang on a second. What's happened here? What has happened there?
It's a earwax coming in.
Oh, goodness me. Let's try that again. So it's not great audio, but he's there talking. Joel Selwood just shook his hand. This is Connor O'Sullivan.
Yep.
And then he's talking to two other guys from the Cats, one of who's wearing a backpack. I want to talk about men wearing backpacks later. But they're standing there talking and they're like, oh, yeah, no, welcome to the club. Yeah, no, really exciting. And then he hears his best mate being called out the next pick and he, like, stops, puts his hands on his head, like, looks at both of them like, can I go? And they're like, yeah, yeah, go. And off he bolts back into the crowd.
So cute. To
jump on his mate. Yeah.
So the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, see, that is brilliant. And it is a special, special moment when all that, you've dreamt of it, you're going to get that shot and it finally happens. So congratulations to Connor O'Sullivan and all the young players who were picked up last night.
Yeah.
Geelong have got picks 32, 36, 63, 68, 75, 77 and 81 still to come in tonight's version of
it. Now, you know this better than anyone because obviously you were drafted. So I'm going to take you back now to the AFL draft 1999. And Tom,
yeah,
I want you to listen to the crowd in this one go wild when Cameron
Wing
is picked.
You're having a bloody good time right now. It's fun. It's exciting.
You had to give him a rev up, didn't you?
Yeah, you did have to give him a rev up. Here we go.
Player number 3876, Cameron Ling from the Geelong Falcons.
Well, that is fantastic. Geelong is a young full forward that's been a few years in the making, actually. An outstanding left footer, terrific hands out in front, strongly built. Inside 40, you'd back him every single time, this young fella. And he is from Geelong, from the Geelong Falcons, so he's not going too far at all, just down to Shell Stadium.
And if you look at four forwards of Geelong in the past, he's got a bit to live up to, but we wish him well.
Thanks, Sandals.
How'd that work out?
didn't play a lot of full forward, Sandy, but that was the great Kevin Sheehan also saying some very nice words. It was different back then, Log. There was
no crowd.
There was no crowd.
Absolutely wild.
Very exciting.
I'll tell you where it did go wild. We were watching it at home with a group of friends, a couple of players I played with Falcons. Mark Dragosevic had been drafted the year before to Richmond. He came round. Mum and Dad, my brother and my sister, when it did get read out, it is a beautiful moment. They piled on top of me.
No.
And I think the great Buddha Hocking rang me straight away. I'm like, no, I'm
I'm talking to Gary Hogging.
Oh, it is emotional. And we've got a video up of the draft there, and you can see the crowd just go absolutely wild.
It's a proud moment for you, but it's a proud moment for us too.
We're so proud. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thanks. You know what happened like 24 years ago?
No, I know, but I'm still proud.
We went there, so let us enjoy it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Shots have been fired by Tom Lewis.
No, I'm not having shots at anyone. It just struck me when I saw in some footage from the draft last night.
Young Connor O'Sullivan talking with Joel Selwood and Shannon Burns.
Yep.
And also Mark Worthington, should give where they were a shout out from the Cats. They were talking. Then he went off to celebrate with his great mate who'd just been drafted by the Giants. Beautiful moment. But you noticed something on Premiership champion Shannon Burns.
Well, he looked like he was about to jump on the bus and get to school and sort of make it just in time for maths. Because he was wearing a backpack.
So what?
Yeah.
How else are people supposed to carry things?
There are lots of other bags you can use as an adult that don't make you look like a 12-year-old.
Well, I wear a backpack quite comfortably. And
I know. And, mate, how many times are we going to go back to this world?
No. I know what you're going to say.
Every other fashion choice you make makes you look like a 12-year-old, so it all fits.
Okay.
All right. Lauren from Clifton Springs. Lauren, tell us. Just actually, the floor is yours. Say what you want to Tommy. Yeah.
100% pro backpack.
Yes.
Okay. So with you on that one.
Right.
There's so many stylish ones as well.
Mm. There is.
Okay.
And we're in our 30s. You need to save your back.
Yes.
So definitely pro backpack.
Well done, Lauren.
So it's just, so in terms of sort of stylish ones, you've got your Paw Patrols and the Wiggles, all of that gear.
Yeah, no, leather. I got mine made in Italy.
Oh.
So definitely fashionable.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's amazing.
You clearly go to one of the good schools.
Marcus and Kerr Lewis, what do you say? Are backpacks okay to wear as an adult?
Most certainly. I've always had one.
Okay. See? All right. Mm-hmm. Since your school days?
Since my school day, yes.
Yep.
I've worked for multiple government departments. I've always had one.
Okay.
There we go. So there you go. There's another adult with the backpack,
there
Tommy.
Clinging to the...
No.
School days, back in the golden era, you know.
Carol from Mount Dunaid. Carol, let him have it, please.
Hey, look, we just did a bag drop volunteering at a race, and I can tell you 90% of the bags in there were backpacks.
Mm, there you
go. Because everybody's getting rid of them because they realise that they look like children.
Okay, so that is 3 for 3. Let's go to Jason from Fiennesford. Jason, backpacks for adults, cool or not cool?
4 out of 4 backpacks all the way.
Yes.
Yes, Jace, good work. And do you know what? Do you know what, Log? Mm. I can clearly recall Tommy having seen you in a backpack at some stage.
No, I don't. I disagree. I mean, what? Did you see me in high school, did you?
No, I can't get the moment quite in my head, but I know that you have worn a backpack. Have you?
Well, look, when I am out with the girls, they've got a lot of stuff and I need to be able to carry that around as sort of a nappy bag type of rate. That's a different thing.
No. No, it's not.
No, it is. It's
you're rocking a backpack.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.